Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Frog Watch with your one and only host who is the most.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome back to another episode of Prog Watch, my faithful friends out there, prog lovers everywhere. Before I get things rolling here, it's with a heavy heart that I have to announce that over the past weekend, we heard that Piotr Grudzinski of Riverside passed away, only 40 years old. What a sad occurrence that is. Not a lot of details at the moment, but I wanted to mention it. And, you know, we obviously all send out our thoughts and prayers to his family, Marius and his bandmates, and his friends everywhere. Rest in peace, Piotr Grudzinski of Riverside. But it's always left for the living to soldier on, and I have a show planned here, and I had something a little bit fun in mind for this week. I've been kicking around the idea of doing a cover show for some time now, so here I'm going to go ahead and do it. And first up, I'd like to play a song called Conquistador. This is originally from Procol Harum's 1967 self-titled debut album, and was later released as a single from the band's 1972 live album, Procol Harum Live in Concert with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. The version I'm going to play today is from Eric Norlander's 2007 album, which also featured the talents of Kelly Keeling on vocals, Greg Bissonette on drums, his rocket scientist cohort Don Schiff on stick, bowed guitar, and contrabass, another cohort Mark McCrite from Rocket Scientists, did some guest guitar work, and David Schiff, I'm figuring that's probably Don's brother, on woodwinds. But anyway, I'm going to let it go here. This is Conquistador by Eric Norlander.
Door, your stallion stand. on your silver sheath, in your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seed. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered still, the sea has washed across your face, taken of its fill.
Next up, I've got a quirky little tune by Genesis that I've always loved. This is Keep It Dark. Of course, the original was from the 1981 album Abacab, but it was also released as a single, but only in Europe. The version I'm going to play today is by Phil Collins' son, Simon Collins, recorded with Sound of Contact cohorts Dave Kirzner and Kelly Nordstrom as a tribute to Genesis on their 40th anniversary. And don't forget, Dave Kirzner will be our guest here next week. In the words of Yoda,
miss it not. We'll be right back.
Once again, that was an awesome cover of Keep It Dark by Phil's son, Simon Collins, Dave Kirshner, and Kelly Nordstrom. And like I said, don't miss next week. We've got Dave Kirshner is going to be our guest. Up next, I've got an old song that I played in one of the bands that I was in way back in the day. And that's always fun when you hear one. If you've ever been in a band, you know what I'm talking about. When you hear some of those cover songs that you used to play, and it just takes you back to those days, and you just remember the good times, jamming, hanging out with your buddies. But anyway, this song was originally recorded by Bruce Springsteen in 1973, but this version is probably the most well-known version. It's by Manfred Mann's Earth Band, and the name of the song is Blinded by the Light, if you hadn't guessed it by now. This song was included on the album The Roaring Silence by Manfred Mann's Earth Band and was also released as a single. It actually hit number one on the Billboard charts in February of 1977. Ah, those were the days.
Thank you. but mama, that's where the fun is.
So once again, that was Manfred Mann's Earth Band with Blinded by the Light, cover of a Bruce Springsteen song.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you
Prog Watch on Voyage 35 Radio.
Next up, I've got a song originally recorded by Klaatu, originally released in 1976 on their first album 347 EST. The name of the song is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. My British listeners might recall that it was used to open the night transmissions of the pirate radio station Radio Caroline back in the 70s. Interestingly, there's a good cover of this song by the Carpenters, but I never thought I could live it down if I played that version. But this version is also excellent. It is by Aussie prog outfit Unitopia from their 2012 album Covered Mirror Volume 1, subtitled Smooth as Silk. Once again, this is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
Interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Interplanetary, most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to make
fairy craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries.
Once again, that was Unitopia from their album Covered Mirror, Volume 1, Smooth as Silk. They're covering a Klaatu song called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. The next one here is kind of interesting. The original version of this song was released by the Zombies on their 1968 cult classic Odyssey and Oracle. But their version was, in fact, a kind of a cover in itself, as it was based on A Rose for Emily, a short story by the American author William Faulkner, which was first published in April of 1930. So the original song was kind of a cover of a short story. But anyway, the version I'm about to play here is a cover of the Zombies cover of the story. Anyway, it's a song done by the American band Glass Hammer from their 2009 album, Three Cheers for the Broken Hearted. And again, this is A Rose for Emily.
She watches her flowers grow, while lovers come and go, to give each other roses from her tree, but not a rose for Emily. Emily, can't you see? Somehow, that's all she has protecting her from pain.
Once again, that was A Rose for Emily by Glass Hammer from the 2009 album Three Cheers for the Broken Hearted. And they were covering a song by The Zombies released on Odyssey and Oracle in 1968.
Prague Watch has more progressive rock and roll music than you can shake a ferret at. But don't shake your ferret. I like ferrets. I have one. His name is Merritt. Merritt the ferret. I also have a parrot. His name is Garrett.
And here's another unique one, a reimagined cover of a song by a person who was in the band that did the song in the first place. To Be Over was one of the three compositions that make up the Relayer album by Yes, which was released in 1974. In 2001, Yes member Steve Howe released an instrumental cover of this song on his album Natural Timber. The album was done with all acoustic instruments, so the cover is very different than the original, and presents the beauty of the composition in a new light. Once again, this is To Be Over from Steve Howe's album Natural Timber in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I always have enjoyed that one. Steve Howe's reimagining of To Be Over. The Yes song, of course, from the 1974 album Relayer.
Voyage 35 Prague Radio.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
Next up, I've got a cover of The Return of the Giant Hogweed. The original much-loved version is, of course, from Nursery Crime, the 1971 album by Genesis. This version is done with much love and care by Transatlantic and comes from their album The Whirlwind, released in 2009.
This is called The Return of the Giant Hogweed.
Strike by night!
Once again, that was Neil Morse, Roine Stolt, Mike Portnoy and Petra Wallace covering The Return of the Giant Hogweed by Genesis. This version was from The Whirlwind, released in 2009 by Transatlantic. And this next one represents, I wanted to get in at least one of this type. This is a cover of a great prog song by a band that would not really be considered prog. The song I'm talking about is 21st Century Schizoid Man. The original is, of course, from the first King Crimson album in 1969, a work which many people consider to be the first true prog album. But let's not get into an argument about this now. No flames, please. Anyway, this very capable cover is by April Wine, a Canadian rock band not really considered to be in the sphere of progressive rock music. Their version comes from their 1979 release, Harder, Faster.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Canadian rockers April Wine doing a cover of the great progressive rock gem 21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson. This version was from April Wine's 1979 release Harder Faster. For those keeping score at home. Next up, I've got another interesting one, a cover of a classical work. This song, Mars the Bringer of War, was a part of the Planet Suite written by the English composer Gustav Holst between 1914 and 1916. This version comes from the 1986 album Emerson, Lake and Powell by the group of the same name, which was basically ELP with a different drummer who happened to have a last name beginning with P, Cozy Powell, sitting in for Carl Palmer, who was off doing Asia at the time. Anyway, this is Mars, the Bringer of War from Emerson, Lake and Powell in 1986.
Thank you.
I love that one. Leave it to ELP to do it up on a classical piece and rock it out. Mars, the Bringer of War, has been the inspiration for many pieces of music, I guess, in the rock and roll and progressive rock sphere over the years. This version was by Emerson, Lake and Powell, of course, from 1986. Next up, I've got a song called Where Is My Mind? This was a song recorded by the American alternative rock band The Pixies. It's the seventh track on their 1988 debut album, Surfer Rosa. This version is by Saul Bleese, a young progressive alternative electronic artist from the UK who just so happens to be the son of my friend and fellow DJ on Progzilla Radio, Steve Bleese. Steve does his own Heavy Elements show on Progzilla and has featured me in my Arnold Schwarzenegger voice many times on his show. Anyway, this version of Where Is My Mind comes from Saul Bleese's album Daybreak, released late in 2014.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Once again, that was Where Is My Mind, a song by the Pixies covered by Saul Bleas, son of our own Steve Bleas on Progzilla Radio. And look for more great things from Saul Bleas. He's just a very young man showing a lot of talent already, not only in the alternative and progressive sphere, but he also does some electronic type stuff as Northwoods.
This is Voyage 35 Radio. Enjoy the music.
But to finish things off, I've got a classic cover that may be the one that inspired many future progressive bands to take a song and tear it apart. I'm talking about America by Yes. This is one cover that bears very little resemblance to the original, but it's still awesome in its own right. The original version of this song was recorded by Simon and Garfunkel for their fourth album, Bookends, which was released in 1968. In 1970, Yes gave it the old prog treatment, completely turning it inside out, adding extended instrumental passages, and generally stretching it out to 10 minutes plus. At one point, the late great Chris Squire slips in a quote of America from West Side Story. Yes began performing this song soon after Steve Howe replaced original guitarist Peter Banks. The Yes studio version first appeared in 1972 on the sampler album The New Age of Atlantic, and was later included on the compilation album Yesterday's. It's since been incorporated into reissues of Fragile. It's also been included in many Yes compilations, and live versions have also been released. An edited version of this song, lasting a mere 4 minutes, was even released as a single. But anyway, I'm going to let it go now. Here it is, America by Yes.
More time, more time, more time to look for.
Once again, that was Yes interpreting Simon and Garfunkel for the song America, one of my all-time favorite prog covers.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
So yes, that is about all we have time for this week. Once again, look for the Dave Kirzner special coming up next week. I'm really excited about that one. And I'll run down all my typical yada yada stuff.
Blah, 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 blah.
If you like the show, please like me on Facebook, Prog-Watch, or follow me on Twitter at ProgSquatch, where I put up the Classic of the Day album and sometimes get a little bit of a conversation going. And also check out the website, progwatch.com, no hyphen there, all one word, progwatch.com. You can find all of season one there. Season three is keeping current, and season two is still under construction. Like I said a few episodes back, yeah, that one's a tough one. I'm trying to slog through it, but there was 48 episodes that year, and each one takes a little time to put in all the hyperlinks and everything that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it a really cool source of information. If you like a band that was featured on that particular show, I'm trying to include links so you can get to their website to find more of their material, obviously, to make it like kind of a complete little prog hub central kind of thing. But anyway, until next week, when we're going to have that great Dave Kirzner special, I will say, prog on, brothers and sisters.
Amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
You know how great your house looks and smells when it's just been cleaned? So fresh. And somehow, a clean house makes your head feel fresher too. With a housekeeper from Care, you can reset your house and your head as often as you like for less than you think. Find a great housekeeper, set a schedule that works for you, and check cleaning off your to-do list so you can put your mind to other, more fun things. Get the housekeeping help you need at Care.com.